This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. William J. Braddon has been commissioner of the New York City Police Department twice, once in the early 1990s when his controversial broken windows approach to policing was credited by many with reducing crime, and again in 2014 when Mayor de Blasio announced that Braddon would return. In between, Braddon moved to Los Angeles to reform the police department there. In August, Braddon announced he will be leaving NYPD. So earlier this week, we sat down with the commissioner at One Police Plaza to talk about a career that has spanned five decades. We started by discussing the challenges facing law enforcement, which he says are rooted in political decisions, not policing.
Decisions that were made that had incredibly dramatic unintended consequences. Probably the most significant in the 70s was the deinstitutionalization of our mental institutions. Well-intended, tens of thousands of poor souls, if not hundreds of thousands, in prison-like conditions, who were released into neighborhoods, ostensibly into neighborhood treatment centers, which were never built, into home care, which was not capable of dealing with them. And instead, what did we do? We created the homeless population. 40% of people in jail, in prisons, are seriously mentally ill. The increase in homeless populations throughout America, including here in New York, is a direct reflection of actions that were taken by government and society. The drug issues, trying to deal with the increasing drug problems in the United States, who ends up having to deal with that police. The issues of race that we've been wrestling with for 400 years, who ends up dealing with that police. Even the idea of the concerns about over-incarceration of minorities in the 90s as part of the war on drugs, that we get beat up about that issue because we're so effective at making arrests, but making arrests with the laws that were created, the Rockefeller laws in this state, where for minor amounts of cocaine you could go to jail for life. And so many of the ills of society have been effectively dumped on the police.
When you came in, stop and frisk was a major challenge for this department. What then happened here in New York City, and what is the perception?
Stop, question, and frisk is only one element of the many things that police do. Broken windows, the term that's often associated with quality of life. And what is a key component of quality of life, broken windows enforcement? Stop, question, and frisk, where it's done under reasonable suspicion that a law has been broken, is being broken, or is about to be broken. The success of a police leader is understanding his or her patient. In my case, Boston, New York, and L.A. I think as a physician looking at my patient, I think I apply the appropriate amounts of medicine, whatever it's radical surgery, arrests, less radical chemotherapy or radiation to my patient. So in Los Angeles, for example, that I was applying almost as much stop, question, frisk per capita as New York City at the time that New York City was being criticized roundly for those 600,000 or 700,000 stops. Why? My patient in L.A. was a much sicker patient in 2010, 2009, 2008 than New York City. So stop, question, and frisk is just one of the medicines that we use.
I also talked with the commissioner about all those videos that have led to protests across the country.
So much of what you see on the videos recently that have become so prevalent on our newscast is usually police struggling trying to arrest a person. And what is that person doing? They are resisting arrest. In most states in America, that the resistance of arrest by a police officer is a crime. And we would have many fewer videos if more people would submit to arrest, which is their shared responsibility. And police obligation is to use only the minimum amount of force to overcome resistance.
But what if, Commissioner Braddon, the arrest is unlawful?
Well, that's where the idea of that constitutional policing, you cannot break the law to enforce the law. This is where the training is so critical, that, and that's why we seek to train our officers for at least 6 months in most major police departments. Training is at the heart and soul of keeping our officers abreast of the law and contemporary with the law.
But certainly when a man is running from the police and he's shot, that is not lawful.
If a man is asked to
mm-hmm. produce his identification and he reaches for it and he's shot, that is not lawful. These are not incidents, by the way, that happened here in New York. But certainly you can understand the frustration of those who march with Black Lives Matter.
I understand the frustration, much the same as I understand the frustration of my officers who feel that they are misrepresented by those videos that show only a small proportion of what goes on in their world and oftentimes shows a snippet of an incident. The reality of deaths at the hand of police, deaths of blacks at the hands of police, are smaller in proportion than their population in many instances. There are many more whites killed by American police in the country, but it can't be argued that deaths of African Americans, in particular, or minorities, receive more attention usually, particularly in this time in our history. The challenge right now of the Black Lives Matter, as well as many of the other groups that are out there demonstrating for whatever cause at this juncture, does take me back to the early 70s when it wasn't just about race, it was about civil rights, it was about the anti-war movement, it was about issues around legalization of drugs, that we are in a pivotal time in our country. We really won't begin to address it or redress some of what's being demonstrated against till after the national presidential election, that the turmoil, if you will, of these past 18 months has been very damaging in many respects to our national psyche. Let's hope after the election that we can basically reform and regroup and start addressing some of the issues that you've been raising.
If you could say anything to black and brown people in this city about what you intended to do for them as their police chief, what would you say to them?
There's an expression we use that the mayor and I have developed in talking about New York City. It's a city safe and fair everywhere for everyone. It's quite clear that for many people of color in this city, their neighborhoods are not as safe as other neighborhoods in the city. So it's not as safe everywhere for everyone. We have worked very hard these last couple of years to change that, and I think we have continued the change of the last 25 years that the city overall is safer. There's still too much violence in too many neighborhoods, as exemplified by the events over this past weekend at the Jouvet Festival. But we have come a long way since the 1990s, when there were 2,200 murders in the city, 5,600 people shot, and the vast majority of those were minority lives were being lost. So what is the goal? Safe and fair everywhere for everyone.
But why do you think it is that there's this terrible tension between law enforcement and the citizenry? Are you optimistic as you leave office?
As I leave the profession, that I'm not leaving the country, not leaving the city, still going to be around and voice my opinion. So where are we? We're at a seminal moment, I believe, that we have come a long way, but the journey is one of evolution interrupted by revolution. In some respects, I think we're in a revolutionary period of time, as we were in the 70s, on that journey of evolution. And the challenge is to control it so that, like a nuclear explosion, that you don't destroy the world while you're basically igniting that nuclear fusion. At the same time, there are many great risks that we need to be concerned with, and we don't let demagoguery, we don't let racism, we don't let intolerance or the forces that propel them overcome the natural tendencies in this country, which is to deal with those issues in a way in which we correct them and not inflame them.
Police Commissioner William J. Bratton. He departs NYPD on September 15th. Chief of Department James P. O'Neill will take his place.